بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us during this night, insha'Allah, Laylatul Qadr, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah give us forgiveness during this night. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, Laylatul Qadr has a great importance for every believer. Every believer who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, they search eagerly for the night of Laylatul Qadr. The reason for that is because Allah has informed us, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months. 30,000 days. The night of power is better than 30,000 days. So what is Laylatul Qadr? And how do we seek out Laylatul Qadr? What is the merit of this night? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, first of all, Laylatul Qadr, it signifies the revelation of the Quran by Allah Azza wa Jal to mankind. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We sent down the Quran on the night of power. And what does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran on the night of power? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa abuhu, he said that the Quran was revealed or sent down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the preserved tablets with Allah, down to the first heaven where there is a place called Bayt al-Ma'mur. Bayt al-Ma'mur, which is the house that the angels make tawaf around. Just like we make tawaf around the Kaaba, there's a house in the lowest heaven called Bayt al-Ma'mur where the angels go and they go around and make tawaf around that house. So the entire Quran came down on the Laylatul Qadr. Okay. The entire Quran, the Quran that contains all knowledge of all affairs of things. وَمَا فَرَثْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We left nothing out of the book. The entire Quran came down on this night from the highest preserved tablets into the Bayt al-Ma'mur, a single revelation. And then from there, that was the Inzal which is referred to in Laylatul Qadr according to Ibn Abbas. And then from there, over a period of 23 years, it came down ayahs at a time to the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Laylatul Qadr is the most important event in human history, because it signifies the revelation from Allah Most High to His creation, to humanity. And this night is so important that Allah Azza wa Jal made an entire surah about just this one night. You will not find any other surah that refers to a single night of the year. He made an entire surah speaking about the importance of this night. And not only that, in the surah itself, He mentioned Laylatul Qadr 3 times. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And this uslub, or this style in Arabic language of repetition, is a form of emphasis to show us the importance of something. It would have been enough if Allah said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِي. What is it? The night of power. So He repeated it over and over to show us the importance of this night. Beloved brothers in Islam, this night, Laylatul Qadr, is worth 30,000 nights. Can you imagine? 30,000 nights of worship. The Prophet ﷺ, he was informed of the night of Laylatul Qadr, which exact night it was during the year. But due to the argumentation of some of the Sahaba, he was caused to forget it. And then he was later reminded of it But then Allah commanded him not to tell the people the night it was on. And the reason for that, and he said in a hadith, that if I had told you the exact time, then you would only worship or pray on that time, on that night. But he kept it hidden for the wisdom that we seek it out in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In the most authoritative hadith, that the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we will find in it Laylatul Qadr, especially in the odd night of these 10 nights. So it is the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, He kept the exact night hidden from us, so that we would seek it on every one of the odd nights. We do more ibadah, more worship on all of these nights. And so that we wouldn't become lazy and leave the other nights and only come on one particular night. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the sincere believer, they seek out times and moments when Allah answers the dua, because they feel the weight of their sins. They feel not only the weight of their sins, but the weight of the one who they transgressed against. As one of the ulama said, the pious predecessors, don't look at the size of your sin, look at the greatness of the one who you have transgressed against. And they said that some of the pious predecessors, when they did a sin, it was like, even a small sin, it was like a mountain weighing over their head. And later on, people, they did major sins, and they considered it like a fly that they brush off of their bodies. Beloved brothers in Islam, we've been commanded to search, iltamisu. The Prophet ﷺ said, search out, pursue, seek, using different words, to search out the night of power. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He put certain signs for the Laylatul Qadr. He said, salamun. Salam, there's peace and tranquility on the night of Laylatul Qadr. In some narrations, it's mentioned that there's so many angels on the earth, more than the number of pebbles that one can find on the earth. So many angels on the night of power descending on this night. It has a serenity and a tranquility. So how do we benefit from these nights of that could be Laylatul Qadr? What should we do during this night? During this night that is ahead of us and the other odd nights? One is that we should try to fill the night with salah, with prayer. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Whoever stands the night in prayer of Laylatul Qadr, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Alhamdulillah, we prayed, and we'll be praying inshallah later on in the evening, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He descends to the lowest part of the heavens in the last third of every night. In Ramadan, outside of Ramadan. In Laylatul Qadr and other nights, He descends to the lowest heaven and He asks, who wants to call on me so that I can forgive him? Who has a need so that I can answer it? Is there anyone here who doesn't need Allah's forgiveness? Or doesn't need have a need that they wish to ask from Allah? So why don't we should take advantage of the last third of the night, begging Him for forgiveness, cleansing oneself of all of the sins that they have acquired throughout the year, seeking Allah's guidance and seeking to purify one's heart, asking Allah to make dua to purify our hearts from sin and to keep us firm on the path of Islam for our entire lives, to seek Allah's rahmah in the grave and on the Day of Judgment, to ask Allah for the good of this world and the next. These are all important du'as to make. To ask Allah to keep us steadfast in the hardships that we're facing as Muslims. These are all important things. Another of the important things we do in the Laylatul Qadr, of course, is after praying with the Imam, because whoever makes the witr with the Imam, it's written that he prayed the entire night. Also, we make dua throughout the night, whether in sajda in prayer or even outside of prayer. We hold our hands to Allah in dua. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I know that it's Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask for? And he said to her, say, O Allah, you pardon, you love to pardon, so please pardon me, forgive me. Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbul afu. This is a dua for the Allah's forgiveness. This is an authentic hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad. Another of the things to do on Laylatul Qadr is to abandon worldly pleasure. This is for all the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights. The Prophet ﷺ, he would tighten his waist belt and he would wake up his wives to pray and during these nights. Some of the ulama said, what does it mean he tightened his waist belt? They said it meant that he got ready for hard work. He strived harder in these nights. Other ulama, they said it meant he refrained from marital relations. He put the belt, that means he didn't go to his wife, but he woke them up for the salah, for the prayer. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, he exerted the most effort in these last nights. A little bit more about the tafsir of Surah Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that there was a man amongst the Bani Israel that he prayed all night and he went in the way of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah, all day for 1,000 months. He did this for 1,000 months, praying at night and striving in the way of Allah to spread Islam. So the Sahaba, they felt as if they could never earn this kind of reward, because the people before, they lived longer lives. As you know, Nuh alayhi salam, he lived 950 years. So some of them, they lived very long lives. And the Sahaba, they felt, how could we ever achieve the reward that they had? So when they had this feeling, or when they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, Allah sent down the surah, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. So this night was given to this ummah. According to some of the ulama, it was given only to this ummah in order to compensate them so that they could achieve the reward of the previous nations. And some other ulama, they say that the night was also present amongst previous generations. So it's better than 80 years or 1,000 months. Of course, those months don't have Laylatul Qadr in them. Otherwise, it would not be better than those months, because they would have Laylatul Qadr. 1,000 months without Laylatul Qadr in those months, this one night is worth more than it. Also, what one should do on this night is that one of the signs of this night is the descent of Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. The angels and the ruh. So the angels descend on this night to send their mercy because of so much prayer being done at this night. So much Quran being recited. The angels, they love to be in those gatherings. So many angels will come down on this night to hear the recitation of Quran and to send their mercy and their rahmah. And the ruh, the spirit. What is the ruh? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. What is the ruh? Some of the ulama, they say it's angel Jibreel, ar-ruh. Some of the ulama, they say it's a group of special angels that are called ar-ruh. Allah knows best. Another sign of the Laylatul Qadr is that the rays of the sun will be very clear. Meaning, and the ulama say that this is due to the perception of the individual, that he'll see the rays very clearly during that night due to the presence of the large number of angels. Another part of Surah Laylatul Qadr that we learn from the Surah is that what was the night of Laylatul Qadr? What number, which day in the month of Ramadan? Some of the ulama, they took from Surah Laylatul Qadr, Salamun Hiya. The word Hiya is the 27th word in Surah Laylatul Qadr. So they took that as an indication that the 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. But when we look to the Sahaba, Imam Ibn Hajar, he says there's over 40 opinions amongst the Sahaba of what night Laylatul Qadr is. 40 different opinions. Some of them, they said it was on the 17th night. Some said it's the 19th. Some said the 21st. Some said the night of the Battle of Badr, which is in Ramadan. Imam Shafi'i, he said it might be the 21st. He said it might be moving from one night to another. It doesn't stay on one particular night. It could move from one night to another throughout the year. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she also asked about it. And the Prophet ﷺ said it's in the last seven nights amongst the odd nights of Ramadan. According to Imam Malik, one should not try to identify which night is Laylatul Qadr, but they should seek every night of the odd nights to worship. They shouldn't try to figure out which night it is and then worship on that night, but they should make effort during all of those nights. And of course, finally, the hadith of Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, resolving not to disobey Allah, and when he breaks his fast, will enter paradise without questioning or reckoning. So this is some of the great merits of the night of Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the blessings of this night, inshaAllah ta'ala, to help us to make pure, sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive all of us, inshaAllah, and give and help the ummah throughout the world, inshaAllah. All the Muslims, wherever they are, may Allah help them to rectify their affairs, to return to the Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah help us to learn more about our deen and to spread knowledge, inshaAllah. So is there any questions, inshaAllah, for this night or about this night? Yes. Go ahead, yes.
There's like
a
goblet
that angels went around, like we go at our other. Yes. And if they go
from the lowest part of heaven, can the people in the higher level visit down to there, and can they join any
sort of okay. Jazakallah khair. Brother is asking about the Bayt al-Ma'mur. The question is, the Bayt al-Ma'mur, which is the house that is in the lowest heaven that the angels they make to walk around it. So the brother is asking, when people enter paradise, will they be able to go down to the Bayt al-Ma'mur and make tawaf around it? Right? Is that your question? Is there any narrations about it? This is what the brother asked. Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you, brother. Ma'arij. Actually, when a person enters paradise, then they will not come back to the dunya. The paradise will have its own delights. And there's no worship.
So if you're in a higher level, can you go down to that level but stay in heaven?
The Kaaba is in the lowest heaven, meaning the lowest sama, sky. There's seven heavens, samawat is saba. What that means is not the paradise, Jannah. Jannah is something different, beyond, higher above the skies, the seven skies. The seven skies are here. And then beyond that is the kursi of Allah, the footstool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then beyond the kursi of Allah, the footstool, is His arsh, His throne. And then beyond that, so that is what is beyond that. Jannah is beyond the seven heavens of this dunya. And in fact, this dunya itself will be destroyed when the Day of Judgment comes. So those heavens are not the paradise that we will enter in the akhirah. Different
than
Somebody, he enters a higher level of paradise. Can the people in the lower levels visit them in the higher level of paradise?
No, the higher people come down.
That's right. That's right. If we were allowed to visit people in the higher levels, then we would be able to always want to visit the people in the highest level in Jannah. Nobody would want to stay in their level. So that, but the people in the higher levels, they can come and visit people in the lower levels of paradise. Yeah, that's a good question. Does that come out?
The world will be finished, you know, even the Kaabatullah and everything is finished.
The dunya will be destroyed. The dunya will be destroyed. It will be a new life. New creation. It will be a new creation. Yes. This world will come to an end. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So everything will perish of this world. It will be a new creation that Allah will make as a wujud. Who had their hand up first? Yes, brother Zahir.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And another person comes and he has a lot of bad things and they only have one good one. And he gives that one good deed to the person who loses one more good deed. Are they both going to enter paradise?
Yes, I believe there's a narration that says somebody, he will only have one good deed and he gives it up. And because of that, Allah enters him and his friend in paradise. I believe there's a narration about that. Allahu a'lam. Jazakallahu khair. Yes? What will happen to the Kaaba? Allahu a'lam. Allah knows that. These are matters of the unseen. But all we know is that Allah will take away this creation and bring the next creation. So Allah knows what He will cause to happen in this world with the Kaaba and other things. Yes, sir.
You said that it's going to be only odd nights. Not only odd 10 nights.
That's the strongest view, yes.
What if a community misses out on the moon sighting and they start a day later or day ahead? Then...
Oh, that's a different issue, you know, about whether when to start the day. But if the community follows a body of ulama, scholars of ulama, not their individual views, if they go by a valid body of ulama, then that they're doing what's correct. Even if the ulama, they might follow, if it's a reliable group of ulama, they say we're going to follow a sighting, and they received a report, and they went by that sighting, and they accepted it. And these are scholars of the deen, and they know the different ahadith about the issue. And then the community follows that body of scholars, they did what is correct. So then they will be, Allah will not hold them to account if there was any mistake done on that night, inshallah. Yes.
Can you explain what are the verses of cleaning the house of Allah?
Okay, the brother is asking about taking care of the house of Allah. Of course, there's a great virtue in helping your fellow Muslims and keeping the masjid clean. The Prophet ﷺ used to command that they put bukhur, or you know, nice smelling incense in the masjid to make sure that the house of Allah is clean. The angels, they were repelled by what the children of Adam were repelled by. So if somebody has a bad scent or a bad smell and people don't like that, the angels will also flee away from that place. So always in the house of Allah, we want it to be clean so that the angels will come to that place. Yes. Yes, brother. Okay. Let me ask if she didn't get to ask me yet. Yes. Allah will resurrect us and bring us on the mahshar, the day of judgment. He will cause us to be in a new creation. There will be a flat place. The whole earth will become flat, everything will be flat, and He will cause people to be resurrected over there, in that place. Yes, any other questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Two questions.
Yeah.
If everyone tried to pray on the middle of the other, and some, inshallah, they actually get the right day, and they do it. So all their good deeds, if they have good deeds and bad deeds,
with
their bad deeds are
bigger,
do they completely all get completely erased?
Very good question, mashallah. Yes, the brother is asking, if somebody was given the good fortune of praying on Laylatul Qadr, would all their sins be erased or only half of them? That's the brother's question, mashallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever stands Laylatul Qadr, seeking imanan, out of faith in Allah, and seeking His reward. He must do it not because everybody else is doing it, but he does it out of his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking the reward of Allah, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. All of his previous sins will be forgiven. Yes.
We pray toward the Kaaba wherever we are. If when you pray around the Kaaba, some people they go to the Kaaba and they pray.
Yeah.
As in pictures, you see them surrounding the
right,
Kaaba
right,
in a
yes.
circle. Yeah. Or is that like Sunna to go in a circle, or is it just when they climb around?
Okay. The brother's question is about how do we face the Kaaba properly if we're at the Kaaba. If you're at the Kaaba. So the way that we face the Kaaba, if we're far away from the Kaaba, we face the general direction. We don't have to face exactly, you know, pinpoint. The ulama say there's a lot of flexibility in the direction of Qibla. But when you're seeing the Kaaba, then you have to face it directly. It can't be the general direction, you have to actually face directly towards the Kaaba. So when they make the circles around the Kaaba, that's the right way to do the line itself. They shouldn't do straight lines, because then not everybody would be facing the Kaaba properly. They have to do circles around it.
Is there like a imam that leads the prayers, is just random?
Yes.
They just read at a random?
Oh, okay, yes. Where does the imam stand? If you have people in circles, how can he be in front of everybody?
Yeah, and they made
They
made a law that no Muslims could be bullied,
okay.
And then they couldn't pray. And they made it out of wood back then, which is
Okay, one question at a time. One question at a time. One question at a time. Okay, where does the imam stand? Usually what happens is they make a place for the imam to stand on one side of the Kaaba, and then behind him, everybody will stand behind him on that side. And then on the other side of the Kaaba, they can stand closer. Because there shouldn't be there's nobody between him and the Kaaba directly. That's usually how they do it. No. Okay, and the other question was, there was something in the Kaaba, and the termites, they had eaten that, right? That there was something they had written, right? Those were called the mu'allaqat. There were different verses of poetry that were written in the time of Jahiliyyah. So then the termites, they had eaten that, destroyed that, or caused that to be eaten in the Kaaba. Yes, Brother Khalid. Yes. No. Allahu anam, what it means is standing the night with the imam until he finishes. Because man qama laylatul qadr, in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever finishes with the imam as if he prayed the entire night. So it wouldn't mean that he has to pray the entire night physically, but if he prayed with the imam, that would be sufficient for him. Right, they pray part of the night. Allahu a'lam, Allah is forgiving, Allah is generous. We don't restrict his rahmah and say, no, he's not going to forgive anybody else. But the best thing, the correct thing to do is to pray with the imam to the end. But, you know, if somebody's sincere, you know, they stand part of the night in prayer and they rest part of the night, that is allowed, you know. But the hadith would mean, or praying part of the night, because it's not required to pray the entire night. Just like man sama Ramadan, during the day, the daytimes in Ramadan. So the praying part of the night is what is required. But how much do you have to pray the whole night? No, you don't have to pray the whole night. If you only pray two rak'ahs, is that enough? Allahu anam, Allahu anam. If a person is really sincere and they have iman and they pray that night sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't want to constrain Allah's rahmah and say, no, he's not going to forgive him. But the best thing to do is to try to pray with the imam and the witr. Allah's mercy is that. So it's possible that, yes, somebody, he was truly sincere and truly seeking, you know, seeking out the Laylatul Qadr, and he prayed a few rak'ahs, I don't want to say two, but he prayed a few and then he went to bed. Inshallah, may Allah send his forgiveness out of him. Very good question. Any other questions? Yes, Minha. Yes, Minha, go ahead.
Read which
surah? Oh, okay. Maybe a little bit later. Yes. Question? Yes. Okay, if somebody's calling the Adhan, the brother's asking, what should a person do? When the Adhan is being called for a breaking fast or anytime?
Anytime,
then of course the adab is to repeat, say like the Muazzin says. He says Allahu Akbar, everybody should say Allahu Akbar, repeat after him. He says Hayya ala salah, say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Responding to the Muazzin, there's a big ajr for that. It was the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to respond to the Muazzin. So it's something that a lot of times we forget. We're busy breaking our fast, and we don't even repeat after the muazzin. So it's good to do that. But we don't say, when they say Hayya ala salah, we don't say Hayya ala salah. We say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because coming to prayer, we need Allah's help to do that and carry out. There's two views amongst the ulama. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Some of the ulama say saddaqta wa barat, and some of the ulama say just repeat like the muazzin. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Say salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Two views amongst the ulama. Okay, any other questions? Inshallah. Yes. You have a question? No question? Azan, you have a question? Okay. Does Zahir any questions? That's it? Okay, Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless all of you, inshallah ta'ala.